We are up to Perek Zayin Pasik Tesvav. We already learned yesterday the Rashi and the Mitzudas. Let's learn the Targum. Let's read the Pasik again. It's a Kol Yisrael Behevli Yesh Tzadik Oved B'Tzidka V'Yesh Rasha Marich B'Rasai. According to the, we are learning already two interpretations according to the parish of the Mitzudas. The general theme is Tzadik V'Raloi. Tzadik V'Raloi is a Tzadik Oved B'Tzidka, even though he's a Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans are not like our plans. Ki loy machshavay sai machshavay sechem. And yesh tzadik avi b'tzidka v'yesh rasha marich b'rasai. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech concludes after making an observation, after living a long life. He basically says, this one thing you will never understand. We learned the interpretation of Rashi. Rashi says, Yesh Tzadik Avi B'Tzidka, which interprets to mean that a Tzadik, even at the time of his destruction, when a Tzadik suffers very much, he is still an Oved Hashem. Even at the moment of Oved, he's still B'Tzidka. And the example Rashi gave is a story with a Kohen who was about to lose his leg, one of his limbs. And it's a very painful moment for him to lose one of his limbs. And yet, what was he thinking about? He was thinking about the laws of Tumah V'Tahara. And he told his children that now you have to leave this bias because the Aver will be severed. And when the limb is severed, it's Metameh B'Oyel. And you're not allowed to be in this location at that moment in time. This is what he was thinking about. He was thinking about Torah and Mitzvahs at the time of his tzar. Okay, let's take a look at the Targum, Pasik Tesvav. It's a long Targum. Yos kola chazesi b'yoymei havlusi. The min kodem Hashem misgazrin. We actually did this pasuk. We did the pasuk, and we went to the Targum. So we'll leave with that. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the theme of the Targum. I'm sorry, yesterday is generally the theme of tzadik v'raloi rasha v'toivloi, similar to what it said in the Mitzudos. Okay, I just want to conclude with one thought on this pasuk from the Oitzah Midrashim in the name of Rabbi Eliezer Galikoi. He says a very nice interpretation. He says, why is it tzaddik oived b'tzidkoi? Why is it that tzaddik sometimes dies? He leaves this world prematurely, whereas the Rasha is marich b'ra'asai. So his focus is on the Vav. He's oived b'tzidkoi in his righteousness. Meaning that the purpose of a tzaddik is not to live in this world for himself, to be selfish, and to accumulate righteousness and chesed and knowledge and keep it for himself. The purpose of a tzaddik is to teach, to be an influence to other people. So when a tzaddik just accumulates and he takes in everything for himself and does not want to share his knowledge and his good deeds and be mashpia upon others, Hashem says, you're not achieving the purpose that I have created you for, and therefore it's time to depart. So he's oiveit. Why is the tzaddik oiveit b'tzidko? Because the righteousness remains only for him. He fails. He's a failure in using his righteousness as a tool, as an opportunity to be mashpia, to have influence upon other people. On the other hand, the Rasha, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow the Rasha to be marich, to live a very long, prosperous life? Same thing, bira aso, because he keeps his wickedness to himself. If a person wants to be a Rasha, so be it. Just don't bother anyone else. You hear this often, very often in the world of chinuch. And I actually was listening to a tape to a Shiva Rav giving advice on dealing with different situations in a shul where you have balabatim who are not observant. And he gave many different examples. Not being Shomer Shabbos. He even discussed the case where he had a Baal Bos in his shul that was married to another Baal Bos. Dai lecha d'chakim v'remiza. So the basic yisod is, as long as you don't bother anyone, that's the Rav's policy. You want to come to the shul, you want to be Mechal Shabbos, you want to do every Aveira in the book, okay, you could still come to the shul. Just keep it to yourself. If you're going to sit in the shul and you're going to start making trouble, you're going to try and start influencing other balabatim to copy, to follow in your ways, or convince them that your ways, there's nothing wrong with your ways, or it's the rule in chinuch. As long as a student is not having an evil influence, not making trouble for other students, even though one student may not necessarily, his hashkafa, his conduct may not necessarily be 100%, but as long as he's not he's not having influence on other students, then the rule of thumb is leave him alone. Don't throw him out of the school. Generally,
project inspired.
Don't just. So that's exactly what it says. See how we hear the key according to Rabbi Elazar Maglikus. I think it's a really good vart. The idea here is isn't even me to tell him that, but the key point is tzidkoi versus ra'asai. The tzidkai is the tzaddik is a very great holy person, and the tzaddik has an opportunity to be mashpia, to influence other people. He fails. He keeps it all for himself. It's tzidkai. It remains closed up in his own Dalet Amos. Hashem says that's not the reason why I brought you to this world, that you should be all alone. Use your talents, your koichos hanefesh to be mashpia upon other people. If you don't, then oivet, you will perish. A rasha, you want to live a long life in this world and you want to do averos? Okay, you can do whatever you want to do. Just keep your wickedness to yourself. Berish aso. Just keep it to yourself. That will be a tool, that will be a technique for you to be marich, to live a long life. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tes Zayin.
Alti. The tzaddik who is involved in government, and he.
Any type of tzaddik. There are many.
Mordechai. They said the negative thing about Mordechai was that instead of learning,
at the end of his life, right. He was. That some of the members of the Sanhedrin, they separated themselves from him because he did not involve himself 100% in the study of Torah. So the question is, was that a legitimate complaint against Mordechai? Many commentators say no. It's not a complaint. It's just a matter of it's a reality. The reality was in Mordechai. Mordechai had no choice. This is what his tafkid was at this point in his life, was to be involved in communal affairs, which comes at the expense of not studying Torah. Okay. That's what his tafkid was at this point in life. It's also the Sanhedrin. It's their tafkid not to favor politicians. The Sanhedrin is not supposed to be partial. Who are they supposed to hang out with? Talmidei Chachamim. So Nixas, part of the members of the Sanhedrin, they no longer would associate with Mordechai. Why? Were they protesting that Mordechai, you have done an Avera, you've done something wrong? No. Mordechai, you're doing nothing wrong. If we were in your position, we would do exactly the same thing. But the reality is, if you are no longer involved fully in the study of Torah, we have a duty towards the Sanhedrin. We represent Torah. The Sanhedrin represents pure Torah study, and the people who are in the Sanhedrin are not expected or not supposed to be associated with politicians.
Absolutely disagree.
Okay, explain.
The purpose of Sanhedrin,
yeah,
is to lead to Paskin.
Okay, halacha.
Halacha, right.
Halacha is not politics.
This is worthless. Number two. Do you know any of the names of any of the Sanhedrin were against Mordechai?
It says in the Gemara.
Yes.
It says in the Gemara, Parshu Mimenu Mixas. Mixas.
Does it say any names?
No.
Okay, number three. Mordechai, and I think this is my strongest point, Mordechai and Esther wrote the Megillah, put in the last two things that there were people.
Roy Vecha.
You know, it's just like if Reuben would have known, right?
Okay.
So if they would have known, they would have there, they would have acted differently. So.
All right. Listen, I am Panim Lutara. I'm not making this up. I'm just saying what I saw. Yeah. I am Panim Lutara. Okay, in a Hanami. Okay. Okay, Ayin Panim Lutara. There are many, many different interpretations. Was it a good thing? Was it a bad thing? You can say what you want. I'm not.
To give the impression, but so Remora is. I mean, that's the way I looked at it. From the way the sugyas are one on top of the other, there is that it was because he told Esther to go live with the Shekins. Because that was, it follows the whole point of Har Galyavar, and Gadol Hadar has a right to make a
Harasha.
So at this point in time, he told Esther.
I never heard that before. The reason why they said it was because
was
they disagreed.
My mind.
They disagreed with his decision.
And that's why it says Karka Olam and Osatzmo went back and forth. And that's the reason.
So they were Kanoim.
When everybody found out, so you had Esther living with Ahasuerus for so long. So that's why he said, Umi Odeam Leis Kozos. Learn the base medrash.
I'm going to no longer be permitted.
Listen, if it doesn't work out, maybe we're all going to burn again. I made a decision to tell her to do something that maybe she should have done. I had no right to do it. But hopefully it works out.
But a Seder, they didn't have a Seder.
Yeah, that's the other Seder.
They fasted. They fasted. Okay, Enochanami. All right, so I obviously there are many interpretations. There are many interpretations. Let's go off the track. Let's go now. Let's go to Pasuk Tes Zayin. Al titzadik harbe, v'al tischacham yosel lama tishamem. Okay, the Pasuk here says the person, two things, two warnings. Number one, a person should not be too righteous and should not be too wise if he's either two, if he's one of these two or both together. Lama tishamem, why should you be desolate? It will lead to your destruction. Now let's take a look one thing at a time. Pasuk Tes Zayin in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David, Mitzudos David, Tezayin, Alti Tzadik Harbe, Le'ez Alatzma Masha, Hetira Teru Laman Asiyas Siyog Geder. Do not accept upon yourself too many chumas. Do not prohibit upon yourself what the Torah said is permitted in order to make a, to make for yourself a Siyog, the Geder, to make chumras. Don't accept upon yourself excessive chumras. He's talking to our generation. V'yal tischacham yoser. Ne'asher gozro chochmoso yisparach. Don't be wise. Don't try to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll see in a few moments Rashi. Lamat tishaymeim. Why? Lamat hasek zos. Losheves mishaymeim mibli bohu. Because the Mitzvah is very simply, if you're going to be an extremist, you're not going to have any friends. If you're going to accept upon yourself chumas, you're not going to eat. Nothing is good enough for you. You don't accept any kashrus organizations. Everything has to be homemade, which is impossible anyway. So you'll never go to a simcha. You'll never go to a kiddush. You'll never go to a wedding. You're not going to have any friends. You're going to act in a strange way with extreme chumras. People are going to distance themselves from you. You will be all alone in this world. And that is the worst thing. A person needs friends. A person needs support. You need to be a participant in society. With the moved element on Hashem, you'll be isolated. Therefore, that's why it's not good to be tischacham. It's according to the parish of the Mitzudas, he basically seems to be saying that these two things of being a tzaddik and being tischacham, being wise, are both one and the same. Don't accept upon yourself extreme chumas. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi gives a little more examples. Rashi pasuk tezayin. Al titzadik harbe, for example, one example, Shaul. What did Shaul do? Shedima liyotzadik verichem al harishoyim. When Shmuel told him that he should wipe out Amalek, he decided not to kill the animals. And he decided not to kill Agag. He decided, he made decisions that there are certain things that do not need to be destroyed. He figured, why should I, if the Torah had rachmanis upon one neshama, Nachal Esan, the story of Eglah Rufa, so certainly Hashem should have rachmanis upon all of these innocent women and children, and rachmanis upon all of the innocent animals. So he outsmarted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was more righteous than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al tischacham yoser, lodun kal v'choymer shol shtus, u'ma al nefesh achas omra Torah havia Eglah Rufa. If the Torah said that if there's one dead body, both cities have to come out and count to the nearest city and bring in Eglah Rufa, al achas kama v'kama, on all of the innocent women and children, there's no need to kill them, and there's no need to kill the innocent animals. So according to the parish of Rashi, tzaddik is his goal, and tischacham is his method. So it seems to be very interesting. What is your goal? Like, soif ma'is and machshava t'chila. Is the Iran deal a good deal, or is the Iran deal not a good deal? So you right away, you decide what you want. After you figure out what you want, you work backwards. You work backwards, you justify it. It's like, I remember when I was in high school, the teacher said to us about one of his friends. His friend was just recently locked up in jail. So he said, "I feel so bad for my friend. They locked him up in prison." So what happened? He says, "Well, what happened was he asked his wife, how much do you want to get back this year on the tax return? How much of a refund do you want?" That was the question. So his wife says, "We can use $4,000." So he put down $4,000, and then he worked backwards. He worked backwards to get $4,000. IRS was not very impressed. They put him away. They locked him up. So the goal is al titztak harbe. The goal was, we're not going to kill. We are not going to kill the women and children and the animals. That was Scholz. He was a tzaddik. I'm not going to do it. The al tischacham. Now I'm going to justify why I'm not going to do it by making the following kal v'chomer. So we have the goal and we have the method. That is how Rashi learns. According to the Mitzudas, it basically is the same exact thing. It means just don't accept upon yourself. Take it back. The Mitzudas says don't take upon yourself chumers. That's what he said. Don't mekabel extreme stringencies that will cause you to be isolated from man. Now Rashi over here does not explain what it means. Lama tishaynein. Interesting. It does not explain. Well, according to the parish of Rashi, it would seem that Shaul, he lost his malchus by not following Hashem's directive and not killing Agag and not killing the women and children and animals. Shmuel said Hashem has rejected you from being melech, so he was destroyed. The word tishaynein is a much more severe word according to the parish of Rashi. He was obliterated. He lost his malchus. Okay, let's see the targum.
What the Malchum basically says also, sometimes you get so, you make so many chumras, you become upset with, you know, God didn't go far enough. You start to, you look at...
You have complaints.
God's halachas, you say, well, this, it leaves itself open to this wiggle room here, and we want to make sure we put enough fences around that God didn't do enough.
That's what the Mishnah right. says. See, yeah. And that's what the Malchum also points out. Okay, let's take a look over here.
In Rashi and the students. Mitzudas is talking about someone who makes chumras for himself, not for other people.
Okay, good. And
as we're talking about Shaul, his kula was
affected other people. Okay, very interesting.
This is Rav Chaim.
Well, it's not a kula.
You have to be machma for yourself,
but not for someone else.
You have to smile to everybody because your faces are just around.
Okay. I'll tell you, so I heard recently, you talk about a chumra, I heard recently a person who was one of the biggest anti-internet people out there in the world, and someone was talking to me, said to him, he had a discussion, he told him that he's becoming more religious. He is religious, he comes from a very firm home, but he's on the edge, and he told this rabbi, "I'm now at the point where I'm ready to remove the television from my home." So this rabbi is known to be from the biggest extremists. So you would think the rabbi would say, "It's about time," right? So he said to him, "Who says you're allowed to take the television out of your house? Who says you're allowed to do it? Did you ask your wife? Did your wife give you permission? Just because you want to be machmir, how is that going to affect shalom bias?" I was shocked. It's a mishlam, you know, a regular, ordinary rabbi, okay, big deal. But this person, if you know who the person is... For him to say something like that is like, wow, that's impressive. So it's exactly like what you said. You can make chumras for yourself, but make chumras for someone else, that is an entirely different league. But it's really not what Rashi is saying. Rashi is not talking about chumras. Rashi is just talking about being self-righteous. You are coming to challenge Hashem's commands. Hashem said Amalek has to be obliterated. It says in the pasuk, if you're not going to walk out the Canaan, there'll be litznim de'einechem, there'll be thorns. The pasuk says, "Litznim
be'einechem." All right, litznim be'einechem. It's in Masse. All
right, it's going
to be.
Don't be smarter than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzudas is focusing on chumras. It's a different approach. Okay, let's take a look at the targum. Targum pasuk.
I just want to. Sorry, one second. But Rabbi said in reference to Latkosha.
Yeah.
People went. It was one business who, when they decided to go glad. So they went to Rav Moshe to tell him they're going to go glad kosher. He said, "Why do you want to be glad?" So he was saying, "Because it's affecting his business." He said, "Well, if it's affecting your business, then okay. But if it's, do you believe that what you were handling till now was kosher, then why be glad?" why make your business cloud? If it's doing like, you know,
a business decision.
You want to do it because it's a business decision? Fine.
Okay.
But if you're doing it to be more from, forget about it.
It's like the water, the filter, the filtering water. All the restaurants today, all the stores say that, all the stores say have filtered water. 95% of the population, believe me, they're not really concerned about bugs in the water. They're very willing to, either they don't see the bugs in the water, they don't believe there are bugs in the water, and if they do believe there are bugs in the water, they have a Samachan Rabbi Belsky, and many places can hold that it's, there are many halachic reasons why you don't need to have filters for your water. And in fact, at home, they don't have filters on their kitchen sink. So why then in every single store? It's because it's a business decision.
It is,
it's a business decision. It's nothing more than that. It's pure business. Exactly what you said. It's nothing more than business.
You see what it says
on the Baldic letters? That you should still wash it before you use it.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
As much as we did,
we wash it so often, there's no time to it.
Okay, let's see. Let's see. Pasuk Tes Zayin in the Targum. Lo sehei zakai yatir b'idim d'ischayav chayova kitol beis dinach. The Targum has a whole different spin on this pasuk. A whole different spin. He says that the subject is a person that's chayav misa, a man that's on death row, an individual that's on death row. Pasuk says, "Don't be zakai yatir b'idim d'ischayav chayova kitol beis dinach." When an individual is chayav misa in beis din, don't be too righteous. Don't look for excuses why we should keep him alive. Begin so that this chus alahi, we should have rachmanis upon him. And do not be wise b'chein yatir chochmas rishiaya. And don't be wiser than the wicked, the wisdom of the wicked that live in your generation. In other words, don't follow in their evil ways. It's a little bit difficult what it means over here. Do not be wiser. Bechein yatir more so. Chokmas rashi ayah dekoymin bidora. Then the wisdom of the wicked that live in your generation, v'lo selaf or choshoin, and do not learn from their ways, lama dein titzadei yos or chosach, why should you make your ways desolate? Now, seemingly what he seems to be saying is, don't outdo the wicked. Like, unfortunately, this is very true today. People say that, you know, the Jews, they always like to do things the best. So what the secular world, this type of sins that are taking place in the secular world, unfortunately, among us, we outdo them. That's really what it means. Someone actually was telling them, and unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not trying to say Lashon HaMet Eretz Yisrael, but unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, there is a very strong, very, very strong group of secular Jews. Jews that are not Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. And they outdo, unfortunately, the non-Jews in other parts of the world. I guess, you know, the higher you go, the lower you fall. So when you see that there are people out there in the world that are wicked, don't try to outdo them in their wickedness, because that path leads to Chorban. That's seemingly what the Targum is. I'm not trying to. It's very hard to say such a thing, but that seemingly is what the Targum is learning. Pshat the pasuk. Look at one more time. It's the law. The second part of the pasuk.
Don't try to fight fire with fire, so to speak.
Don't try to outdo them.
No,
he's not trying to fight. Didn't say to fight. Don't the law. I'm not exactly. Look at the words. The law sis chakam bechein yatir chokmas rashi aya dekaimin bidorach.
Don't be extreme in either
direction. Don't be extreme in the wickedness of the wicked of your generation.
No, one could be a reaction to the other.
What do you mean?
Could be the Rosh Hashanah.
The Rosh Hashanah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't be al tit sadik harbeid. Okay. That's what you want to say. You want to say is, all right. So you, what you're suggesting is to try. Obviously, that's what it's saying. The al tis chacham is not like Rashi and the Mitzvahs, but it means al ti rosh harbe, as it actually says in the next pasuk. The next pasuk talks about pasuk yud zayin, al tirsha harbe. But that's what it says in pasuk yud zayin. The Targum already appears to be taking that thought, that idea, and is injecting it into pasuk tes zayin. First, it says do not be a tzaddik harbe. And then it says, "Val tischacham yoiser, don't be extremely wicked. Don't look at the evil that is being committed, being perpetuated in the world."
See what he does with the next piece.
Okay, we'll see. Lama, because this path of wickedness is going to lead you to a path, or the path of being extremely righteous is also going to lead you to a way of chod. Again, we'll just take a step back. When it comes to the Zakai, he focuses very specifically on people who are chayiv misa. A person is in Bezdin, and Bezdin has decided that so and so is chayiv misa. There are times when we allow the individual to die. This is the Gemara Masechta Makos, the very end of the first parak, where the Gemara talks about that a Bezdin that kills more than once in 7 years is a katlonis, is a killer Bezdin. And some say even more than once in 70 years. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Either he's chayiv misa or he's not chayiv misa. If two witnesses walk into court and say that Reuven killed Shimon, so Reuven is chayiv misa. So what does Bezdin's hands are tied? The Gemara says they're not tied. Bezdin can always ask more and more questions. And the more questions you ask, the more the witnesses are going to contradict one another. There's going to be a technicality why the Bezdin will not be able to execute the murderer. Or they'll even ask, you actually see the bullet, the arrow, enter into the location. In other words, Bezdin has...
What color socks was he wearing?
Bezdin, there'll be a contradiction. Bezdin has the power to issue a stay, so to speak. Why? Because the value, the Gemara says, the value of life is great. And if Bezdin's going to set a precedent that we're just going to kill people right and left, it's not good for society. Unless you have a generation, the Mufarshim say, you have a generation where people there is no value of life, and you have to go to the other extreme. You have to even make a Hayra Shah at times that people are deserving of death when, according to Halacha, there may be reasons why we don't necessarily have to kill them. I mean, yeah, though that's very careful what we say. But Bezdin has a lot of leeway in how they pask in the halacha. So here it says in this pasuk that don't go to the extreme and never execute a murderer. There are times you have someone on death row, and if Bezdin really wants, they can ask more and more and more questions until ultimately the two witnesses will contradict one another, or they'll find some technicality why they can't kill the murderer. The pasuk here is addressing Bezdin, don't do that. If Reuven is chayiv misa, let him die. Let him die. It's good for Reuven. It's good for society. You have to know when to pask in lamisa and when not. What do you want to say, Mayor?
It's, you know, I try to learn Rashi, talk a little like Rashi's, that don't be good when even the Rasha and his rishis would be good. For example, Tzar Balechai. People will say, oh, it's horrible. They won't have pity. You know, the Rasham say, what do I care about the animal? You know, worry about what's going down the street. You know, no black, whatever you want to call it. But you're becoming such a tzaddik, you're making a Kal V'chaima.
Yeah.
So just like Shaul tried to make a Kal V'chaima to save his life. So sometimes there's judgment where you want to be a tzaddik and say, oh, I'll be nice to him. We'll find a way out for him. He only stole the money because he had poor kids. When every crook knows that's crooked, you know? No one else is appealing the case because they know. And this guy's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars saying a tzaddik is in jail. He's got to take money and save him. Don't be in such a...
Okay, now there's another idea I came across here in the Oitzim Midrashim. He says the word, the Darshan, the Padin, is Rabbi Eliezer Galikai. Elazar Galiko in the back of the Sefer the Mekubal. Elazar Galiko, he says, very interesting, he says, Tzadik refers to mitzvahs, and Chochma refers to Torah. And it's warning that a person has to live a life with a proper balance. It's very good to be a Talmud Chochma, but God limud, Shalimud, Navi, Lidei, Maisa. And then there are people that are Isaac only in mitzvahs. They're Isaac in Chesed and in mitzvahs. They're running around the world to do mitzvahs, to convince people to do mitzvahs. But if your performance of mitzvahs is not rooted on, is not built upon a foundation of Talmud Torah, that's also not good.
So whether we're talking about tzitzis or rishus,
yes,
a harper, or whether we're talking about din, or whether we're talking about Torah or mitzvahs,
there has to be a balance.
Would you be the shvila zahav, the balance and the caution against extremism in either direction?
That's what counts. Balance.
Really
balance. Everything has to have a proper balance.
Everything has its time.
Everything has its time. That's what we learned yesterday. Zelu mazeh. According to what we learned yesterday, Pasuk Gidalu. Going back, we learned yesterday, Zelu mazeh barulukim. One of the medrash, I didn't read the medrash, but there's a very long medrash that says balance. Everything in this world is a balance. There's always extremes. The reason why it comes to Rechwe literature is that a person should find the proper balance in between the two extremes. Okay, but this idea is a very beautiful idea, is that v'alti tzadikar v'alti tzacham yoyselam tishamem. If a person is too, there are two different mitzvahs in Yadus. There is study of Torah and there is kiyum hamitzvahs. There must be a proper balance between learning and the mekayim the mitzvahs. You cannot have one without the other. Godol limud, shalimud, nevi, lidei, maisa. But if you only focus on maisim toivim and you don't focus on the study of Torah, your mitzvahs have no meaning. If the mitzvahs are not rooted in halacha, you have to know what the halacha is. You can't just start making, this person does mitzvahs and doesn't know the rules, you don't know the, and you don't have an appreciation of what the mitzvah is all about, then what kind of value does the mitzvah have? There has to be this proper balance.
That's what Rabbi Alfred says. The Taijis also say, be careful. You know, you think, all right, I understand Lo Sigram Imenah, it makes sense. God says you have to come in 613, but, you know,
there has
don't
to
think you can outsmart God, like you said.
It's also an austere to Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam, because Kineged Kulam doesn't mean better than. It means it's based.
Kineged, it's corresponding to. Parallel. It's parallel.
Torah is your.
It has to be parallel. Okay. Okay, then there's the famous Chazal. Chazal says along the same idea that a person whose Maisim Toivim are more, Kol mi shechachmasai mirubasai mimasav doimel li'ilon. This is a Gemara, I would amaze, this is in Perkei Avos. He's doimel li'ilon shanofav mirubim visharashav muatim. A person who has more Maisim. It's the same idea. Person who's more Maisim than Talmud Torah, it's like a tree that has a lot of branches but does not have very many roots. And what is the danger? If a wind comes along, the wind will come and wipe out the whole tree, will be uprooted. But if a person that has a lot of Torah, it means he has a lot of roots, but does not have many branches. It's not of much benefit, cannot provide shade, does not provide fruit. The proper balance, and according to the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the study of Torah corresponds to a person's roots. The more roots a tree has, the stronger it's anchored, the more it's protected from the winds of society, when the winds of secularism come and blow against a person and try to uproot him from the Kiyum HaMitzvos, the more he's rooted in Torah, the more in Torah knowledge he has, the more secure he has against being influenced by the secular world. But just because you have good roots, you also have to have branches to produce peiros, to produce shade. So therefore, that's really what it's saying with this pasuk. You have to have both of them together. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Pasik Yud Zayin Al Tirsha Harbe Val Tehi Sochol. A person should not be extremely wicked and should not be foolish. Lama Samus B'loy Itecha. Why should a person die before his time? Now this comes really back to. Okay, let's see for one thing. Let's listen to Mitzudos Pasik Yud Zayin. How he learned Pshat in the Pasik Yud Zayin Al Tirsha Harbe Imbol Lcha Dover Hamachrid. If something terrifying happens, al techrad yoser midai v'lo tebalbel datcha. So he learns here, according to the Mitzudos, that the Tirsha does not mean evil. It means do not get afraid. Look at the Mitzudos tzion. Tirsha inyan charada, terror, ubilbal. So all it means is that when a person sees things that are frightening, there are things in the world that are happening that are very disturbing. Don't worry so much. Worry. No one's telling you not to worry. You have to take care of yourself and be secure. But don't get worried to the point where you're no longer functional. Continue to function as normal. One more time, the words in the stuff. Something terrifying happens in this world. Don't get all worked up. And don't lose your mind over frightening things that happen in this world. But also, look what he says. What is the balance? The balance is don't be a stone. Don't be a fool. If there's an earthquake outside, go find shelter. Some people, when there's an earthquake, there's a tornado, they lose their minds. That's no good. That's Al-Tir Shaharbe. But don't be a fool and go for a stroll on a day when there's a tornado. That's being foolish. Again, the same idea. You have to find the proper balance in dealing with situations in this world. Lama tomus b'lo yitech, lama taseh kezot shebav ba'avuram tomus b'od shlo nishlam yamecha. Because if you go to one extreme, you're going to lose your mind. You're not going to live out your days. Ki ha-chared b'yoyser, a person who's terrified, hinei ha-charada memisai, terror shortens a person's life. U'mish einu margish klum einu nishmah me'adavam yamachru ha-mavis nochen b'yoday. A person that's a fool will not protect himself, will not find shelter, and will suffer the consequences in dying before his time. So we have here an amazing shot. I don't think anyone, you learn, read the pasuk here, the pasuk in shul on shulis, toward the altar. Tirsha Harbe, the average person would translate the word Tirsha not like the Mitzudas, but more like what we're going to see in Rashi and the Targum. The Mitzudas is a novel interpretation. It means when you live your life and there are things that happen around you in your environment, don't get worked up, don't get overworked up. Deal with it in a responsible way. Don't be a fool, but don't get too worked up. Rashi, Yudzayin, Al Tirsha Harbe, Afilu Rashata Me'at Al Toysif LeHarshia. This that means it's not telling you the Rashi is addressing the problem. But the pasuk seems to say it's good to be a little bit of a Rasha. It's good. You got to try everything in this world. You got to try. You have to have full experience. I'll do a couple of averas here and there. Today I'm going to do an avera. Tomorrow I'll do a mitzvah and a chas v'sham. A person should never do an avera. It's after the fact. If after the fact the person did an avera, so you did an avera. It's not an excuse to do another avera. I remember my father, Zichron Levachol, used to tell me that when he grew up in Lower East, grew up in Bar Park, in the Aguda, they had a Baal Kriya who was a little obsessive, a little strange. He insisted that he lane a no-hitter, like a perfect laning. And every week he would start off with slow and careful. And when he made the first mistake, let's say he lost his mind. And then he butchered up the rest of the laning. Once you go off the beaten path, you're finished. That's exactly what Rashi is saying. Just because you made one mistake, okay, you made a mistake. Don't use that as an excuse to now do whatever you want to go do, to allow yourself open to yourself to more.
Said, don't be like, he mentions Acher, he says, Elisha ben Avuya, that's who he makes as the...
He went to the extreme.
He went over to the dark side, so to speak, but the fact is, you know, when you're confronted with it, so he just kept pushing the envelope more and more.
More and more. Says, that's the slippery, so that's the danger.
Don't go to the extreme.
Okay, let's see the next Rashi. Lama Thomas below Yitecha. Why should a person die below Yitecha? Because Shaul, and he goes back and gives the example of the previous Rashi, the same idea of Shaul. Shaul died prematurely. Shaul died when he was 52 years old. That was before his time. Kishol Shenemar Vayama Shaul b'maloi. The pasuk explicitly says he died due to his transgression. There are really multiple transgressions. The first transgression was he did not wait for Shmuel. When Shmuel anointed him as the melech, Shmuel said to him, I want you to go to this location, I want you to bring a carbon, but I'm warning you, I don't want you to offer up the carbon until I arrive. Shaul arrived, everyone, the whole Klal Yisrael, everyone who was there, they gathered around him and they were putting on impression. Nu, it's getting late. We have to go home. Nu. And Shaul was waiting, but I have to wait for Shmuel to come. He's coming, he lets you do it. They put upon him enormous pressure and he offered the korban before Shmuel arrived. And that was a very great sin. But that's not what this pasuk refers to. What?
So Rashi saying Shaul was a Rashi.
Chas v'shalom.
He says, "Don't be like."
No, he's saying, "No, v'lo yitecha."
But the Melech made a mistake too, buddy.
Every time a person, that's not a Rashi the way we say it. We use the word Rashi. It means a person makes a mistake. He does an aveira.
Rashi shorten your life. You know, I don't understand.
It's Lomathomas.
You see what Shaul. Kisei Kasa the Kisei.
Yeah.
Actually, two of these items are here with Naive and with Molech.
Yeah.
And
maybe Noiv, he wiped out Noiv Yerakai Hanim.
Because he destroyed him.
Right.
He was jealous of
of David.
Right. And maybe Amalek, he also says, because of the money. Could be. That's what he said to him. Because we have all these, we want to give a karbanis, right?
That was another Aveira.
So there was a, you know, and.
Okay, I don't know.
We
don't know. It's not for us to judge. These are the greatest of the great. He quotes over here Noiv, Yerakhanim, Amolek, and therefore a person Altir Shaharbe don't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Repeated Rashi is continuing the theme of the previous pasuk. Rashi in the previous pasuk is referring to Shaul. Shaul was a tzaddik harbe. He said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you want to take away the innocent lives of these children and women? Why do you want to go take away the animals? What have they sinned? He made the Kal V'Chomer. So due to his calculations, he was Tir Shaharbe. Okay, it seems maybe one thing led to another, and he died before his time. Let's take a look at the Targum, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Targum says, Lo Sohach Bosar Haru Libuch. Don't follow the thoughts of your heart. Le'is Chayova Sagi, to sin exceedingly. So the Targum here is embellishing the pasuk. I do not know why, but he says here, Tirsha means the thoughts of your heart. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. Averos follow a person's actions. We don't know. Hashem does not hold a person responsible for his thoughts. A person is only responsible for his actions. But here he says, do not follow after the thoughts of your heart to become to be guilty. Now here's a fascinating insight into the pasuk according to the Targum. Sochol means to become an ignoramus. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish, meaning do not deny yourself a Jewish education. Do not deny yourself. Don't decide not to enter into the Beis Medrash. According to the Mitzudas and according to Rashi, the word Sochol has nothing to do with the study of Torah. Sochol, according to the parish of Rashi, the Mitzudas just mentioned that don't be a fool. If there's a tornado outside, then find shelter. Don't be a fool. According to Rashi, Rashi did not even explain what it means. He just said, Rashi totally just ignored. Just don't be like Shaul. He didn't really explain what it means. But according to the Targum says, do not deny yourself the ability to study Torah, because by not studying Torah, the default is you're going to be foolish. So do not distance your ways from the base medrash. The Ulfan means the study house of a rice of Torah. The Hashem of Hashem. Li mihave shatya, because by not entering into the base ministry you will be a fool. Lama dein and gorim so lenafshach. Why do you want to cause death to yourself? The yiskatsun shnei chayoch, to shorten your life. Lim mos, to die. Ad lo mita zimnach lim mos, before your time of dying has come. The Targum is verbose. I'm not exactly sure the significance of what he's doing here, but this is his interpretation. Okay, there's also another over here in okay, let's leave it with that. There's something I did come across. Al tir shaharbe v'al tisachos. So another interpretation. Why does the pasuk change from the form of expression? We would expect the pasuk to read al tir shaharbe v'al tiskol. Let me read you the exact words.
Well, in form, it's actually the opposite of
Tezayin. It's the opposite of Tezayin, okay.
Tezayin says, Al Tehi Tzadik Harbe. And
And then Galatiska
So do not become. But then it says Sochel. So it should say, do not do something to make yourself foolish. Right, the question is that it should be in the verb. Sochel is a noun. Don't be a fool.
Well, tzadik is also a noun.
But in the previous pasuk, al tihi tzadik harbe, in the previous pasuk it should be the other way around. Interesting. There's a parallel. It's the reverse. Okay, I didn't notice that. Okay, but let's just focus on this. In pasuk tezayin, when it comes to wisdom, it says tis chacham, which is the verb form. Don't try to become too wise. We would expect that the opposite is, do not do things that will make yourself foolish. Do not occupy yourself in activities that will bring upon yourself foolishness. If a person sits and he drinks wine and he goes to entertainment and seeks entertainment the entire day, you're doing things which inject into your mind foolishness. It doesn't say that. It says over here, do not be tisochol. So the Farshim answered the question, I don't know exactly where I saw this, is that did not say that because there are times in life when a person should make himself foolish. There are times when you should go out of your way. For example, when it comes to do Torah mitzvahs, like we discussed, Darvardik, the Balei Musar, they walk into a bakery and they ask for lumber. You walk into a hardware store and you ask for a loaf of bread. You're making yourself foolish. For what purpose? To bring upon yourself embarrassment in order to develop good midos. Okay, we don't do this today, obviously. I'm just giving you an extreme example. David HaMelech, when David HaMelech was running away from Melech Moav, he went to Avimelech and he feigned insanity because he saw that they realized they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him, so he made believe that he was a Meshuggah in order to save his life. There are many examples when it comes to doing Torah mitzvah. A person should not be embarrassed. The person who goes and he does the mitzvahs, if he's embarrassed, he's not going to be Mekai in the Torah mitzvah. But if he makes himself into a fool, then, in other words, he's not ashamed, which is the equivalent of making yourself into the fool in the eyes of other people in order to make kind of Torah mitzvahs, that is a good thing. So the reason why the pasuk did not say do not make yourself into a fool is because it's not true. There are indeed times when a person should make himself into a fool so that he for the greater good. But the pasuk says, but don't be a real fool. Al tihi sochol. You can make believe you're a fool occasionally when it is to your benefit or to the benefit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but never, ever, ever be a true fool. Don't ever do things which reduce yourself into a matzav where, in society, you are, according to the Torah, you are considered to be a true sochol.
Yiddish can say sometimes it's good
machnanar. To make believe, but don't be for real. Don't be real. That's why the parallel is different in this pasuk in contrast to the previous pasuk. Okay, pasuk Yud Ches. Toiv Hashatecha is bozev v'gam yize al tanach yosyadecha ki yirei lukim yetzei es kulam. A person should hold on to this, hold on to that, and we'll see in a moment what it means both. And because the yirei lukim yetzei es kulam, let's take a look at the mitzudos pasuk Yud Zayin. Mitzudos pasuk Yud Zayin toiv. So Mitzudos is following his previous interpretation in the pasuk. We're discussing situations that are terrifying in this world. So you have to be afraid. Lahachrid midover hamachrid v'gam mizerot zolaymar la'amin halevav lebal yargish. What? Yeah, we have la'ameitz, I have a nun. Okay, you have different gears. So, okay, la'ameitz es halevav lebal yargish harbe lehatrid v'yoser. But you also have to train yourself not to be too afraid. There has to be balance. There are situations in life that are frightening. You have to know to take the situations in life seriously, responsibly, but also don't let it get too worked up over it. Now here's where really the Mitzudos is getting into trouble, because he's going to say that we're dealing over here with different situations in life. We would not assume that it has something to do with Yirat Shamayim. And see, according to the parish of Rashi and the Targum, that we're dealing over here, we're doing our mitzvahs, doing averos, and we're dealing with Torah and mitzvahs, then Yirei Elokim has a better, flows better. But according to the mitzvahs, Yirei Elokim, Mishuhu Yirei Elokim, Hu Yotzi Deshneim, Ma'at Lahachlim, Ma'at La'ameitz Halevav, Ki Hachoret B'yoyser, Hu Kilu Meisir B'tchoinim B'Hashem. So he learns that a person that's too terrified shows a lack of faith. A true Maimin never gets afraid. He's not afraid. No matter what the situation is, there's nothing to be afraid. Kol olam kuloi gesher tsar me'oid v'ho igor loy lefached od. Okay, klal. Okay, this is most people attribute this to Avram Fried, but the truth is it comes from Rav Nachman Mibreslov. It's a
lo lefached
period. That's the klal. Lo lefached kama klal. Okay, this is Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Mibreslov. The whole world is a narrow bridge, and when you're crossing the bridge, you don't be afraid. Don't be afraid when you cross the bridge. And that's exactly what it says over here. If a person is too afraid, it shows a lack of emunah. If a person has no fear, he's a shaita. Furthermore, if a person is not afraid, it means that you're not taking Hashem seriously. If Hashem is sending something into this world, and Hashem wants to shake you up, there's a message. Hashem is speaking to you. If Hashem is speaking to you, have derech eretz. Listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pay attention. So either or, a person saying very deep according to the mitzvahs. We're dealing with difficult situations in life, and finding the proper balance is an expression of Yirah Shemayim. To be too afraid would not be good, because it shows you have no emunah. Not to be afraid at all means that you don't recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to you. Hashem is being toiveya. Hashem wants you to improve yourself. He wants you to do something in response to what's happening. The proper balance is an expression of Yirah Shemayim. Rashi, Pasuk Yudches, Toivash Etechos Buzer, Echos Bitzedek Uveresha. Fascinating Rashi. Sometimes you have to behave like a Rasha. What does it mean? If a Navi tells you to do an Avera. That's Pasuk in Parashah. What Parashah? Remember, what Parashah is that? When the Navi tells you, what Parashah does it say that if a Navi tells you to do something, the only time a Moif is a Shaiftim, so the only time he tells you, you don't listen, he tells you to worship Avodah Zarah. But if a Navi tells you, a Hirah Shah, to do an Avera, you're supposed to listen. So it says, according to what's Bezeh Bezeh? To do mitzvahs? And to do Averois. But to do the Averois L'shem Shamayim, based upon the directive of a Navi. Uveresha, im Omar L'cho HaNavi HaTzadik, Dover Shudoyme L'cho L'Rosha, something which appears to be a sin. Listen, Kigoyin Shamar Shmuel L'Shol Al Yekal Beinechel L'Fakfeg Bi, like what Shmuel said to Shol, even though it seems that it's a very big sin to kill the innocent women and children and all the animals. Bal Tashchis, don't challenge Hakadosh Baruch Hu, even though it seems that it's not proper. It doesn't matter. You have to do Yitzi as Kulam Yidei Shneim L'Kayim Atzedek V'Haresha Kehil Chasan. The principle of doing an Avera L'Shem Shemayim. It's a very fascinating interpretation of Rashi. It's not something which you would assume is from the Pasuk. The Zeh Mizeh Toiva She'atecho Is Bozeh V'Gam Mizal Tanach Yadecho. It's going back on the previous Pasuk, on the previous two Pesukim, on Pasuk Tezayin and Pasuk Yudches. Tezayin is Al Titzadig Harbei V'Al Tirsha Harbei. Don't go to the extremes. But there are times when you have to do a little bit, you have to do mitzvahs, and the times you have to do aveiros for the right purpose. Okay, the Targum. What? Look what Rashi says. Echoiz bitzedek uveresha. Evil. Evil. Evil means a sin. What appears to be a sin. What? Resha means evil.
Is righteousness. If you're not righteous, you're not righteous.
Uveresha. What does it mean, Resha?
Evil.
There are times Shaul to wipe out the Amalekim. It appears, alright.
For example, our Mikla.
Okay.
Build the Ari Mikla and you destroy. Not Ari Mikla. Ir Nidachas. You're destroying the
Ir Nidachas.
It's very cruel.
Cruel.
It's Doimilacha.
It's Doimilacha, but it's not truly Resha. Okay, I take it back. Fine. Okay. But what I said is also true. There are times when you're allowed to do an Aveir Lishma. And Navi tells you, Hayrasha. Okay.
There. Again, my allegories that don't really make sense. But in Eretz Yisrael, when all the, they say the soldiers are pushyakas, they're not mevatel Torah, and this, they're doing things that are Resha. Really, that Resha is Sitkas. It's Sitkas. They're saving their lives. Today, there was a story today. Gula, he went into three people or two people,
right,
yeshiva
three.
Boys, and then he came out of the car to stab him. And a guy who's getting engaged tonight was there shopping, and he ran out, and he saw someone with a gun. He says, shoot him. The guy didn't want to shoot him for whatever reason, so he took out his selfie rod. And started banging him, pepper sprayed him, and neutralized him. So who's the tzaddik and who's the Resha, you know?
Echoes b'tzedek uveresha im amalucha hanavi hatzadik davar shu doimelucha l'resha kigayin shama shmul l'shol al yekel b'einecha l'fakfek bi yeitzi es kulam yishrim l'kaim hatzedek v'haresha kilchasen Targum pasuk yudches says as follows. Tov, it is good. Okay, it is good. It is good that you should be oisik in activities, gemilas chasadim, activities of this world, to do good to your neshama, ka'orach tagaraya, like the merchants. Seemingly, he means that you have to occupy yourself with a parnasa. You have to live in this world. Mizeh means you have to concentrate on your gashmias. I'm assuming that's what he means over here. That the mizeh means you have to focus on gashmias, but also you have to focus on spiritual matters. The af midain sifra de oiraisa. Don't forget that you have to spend some time learning Torah. La tishbaik chul la koch. Do not abandon your portion. Every person to call Yisrael Yisrael Chelik Lel Mabo. Every person has a Chelik in Torah. Don't forget about accomplishing what's meant to be for you in this world, in the world of Torah. Arum because givar dochel chitin, a person that's afraid of sin, min kadam Hashem was afraid to sin before Kadosh Baruch Hu, nafeg yos chevas kuloin, fulfills both. So the Targum has a whole new interpretation. We're not discussing trauma. We're not discussing doing things which appear to be good and appear to be bad. We're discussing make sure you take care of yourself physically and spiritually. Mizeh umizeh, you have a good parnasa, you eat well, you exercise, and you also study Torah and do Torah umitzvos. Yeah.
I have a problem with understanding pachad.
Yes.
Islam has predicated on certain laws, and if someone's going to steal, they're going to cut off an arm, they're going to, there's a misa, and all of a sudden I turn around and they're over a billion Muslims. Here we're 16 million Jews, of which, you know,
not too many are observant.
A cow. You know, out of the 16 million, how many are moving away? You know, I mean, so how do I understand pachad? I really don't understand.
What do you mean by pachad?
The pachad of and some communities are that it's not b'yiras Hashem, but it's the pachad of doing something that will ostracize them from the rest of the community. They don't believe in it; they just do it because they're afraid of losing whatever they have.
Okay. I'm not sure. Okay.
Overall, I'm just trying to understand if we were to say you can't do this and stick to it. I hope how history is doing bakal. Everything is bakal.
Okay, I want to conclude with one last. I'm not sure. We have to discuss it another time. I'm not sure. We have to dwell on another point in time. I want to just conclude with one last thing. He alludes to this over here. He refers specifically to Rabbi Avo de Kesarin. Okay, the example here in the Sarasi Bamdinas that he's focusing on to explain this idea, it touches upon a major theme which today has become very, very popular. I don't realize how deep this goes. This is especially this generation due to enormous knowledge and technology. The Hagdama is, the focus is the blowing of the shofar. We've spent some time with, you blow shofar, do you blow? What is the translation of a teruah? Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says, Yom Teruah Yiyeh Lochem. And the Gemara has a dilemma. Is a teruah the sound of what we call a shvarim? Or is a teruah what we call a teruah, the nine short sounds? Or maybe it's both together. Maybe it's what we call a shvarim teruah. So this was a big dilemma going back thousands of years ago. Along came Rabbi Avo de Kesari, and he said, listen, since we're not really sure if it's a shvarim or is it trua, or is it a shvarim trua, so you know what? Let's do everything. Let's blow on Rosh Hashanah all the koilas, 100 koilas, to solve all the sekas. So that's what it means here in the pasuk. When you have a situation in halacha, and you're not really sure, what is the halacha? Is Beis Shammai correct? Is Beis Hillel correct? Or is Rabbi Yehuda correct? Is Rabbi Eliezer correct? It goes every machlokes. It's good to be mekayim all of the various opinions. Toiv Hashatecha is Bozeh. If it might be a Shvarim, blow the Shvarim. V'gami Zeh al Tanach Yodecha. And if it's a Trua, so blow the Trua. And if you're not sure, you can blow a Shvarim Trua, because why ki Yirei Elokim Yetzei Esklam? If you want to be Mekayim all of the multiple opinions in Halacha, try to fulfill the Halacha with everyone in mind. Now the one who has advanced this, now that the halacha of blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Yorei Shemayim, in order to get in all the opinions, is something that's called in the Gemara. But the Mishnah Berura, to a very large degree, follows this style. If you study Mishnah Berura, you'll discover, he'll write that there's an opinion that says you should do this, and there's an opinion that to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah will come up with these brilliant solutions where you can do something in a certain way, yotza yidei kulam. You're able to fulfill both opinions. The mezuzah is on an angle, very good. So the mezuzah is machlokes, and the mezuzah is supposed to be left as it's supposed to be Rashi, it's supposed to be vertical. Rabbeinu Tam, it's horizontal. So we put it on an angle as a pshara to be mekayim both. Yorei Yishman, and that's what it says in this pasuk. Toiv Hashatecha is bozev v'gam yizel tanach yidecha. Take this opinion and take that opinion and try to find a solution in which you fulfill both, because satisfy both, because by doing so you have expressed your yira shamayim. And that's a very dangerous concept, because when you start compromising and start finding solutions, you're really doing, you're not fulfilling anyone. You're not fulfilling nishta, you're not fulfilling one. And I'll give you, see, the mezuzah is a very good example. The mezuzah is a different minhagim. Some of the men, they put the mezuzah on a 45 degree angle. A lot of people don't even know what they're doing. They put it on the mezuzah, they don't even realize what they're doing. But according to most poskim, you're not. I think Chabad maybe puts it on a 45-degree angle. Certain minhagim. But according to most poskim, you're not supposed to put the mezuzah on a 45-degree angle. It's supposed to be mostly standing up, just a little bit to the side. Because be'ikar, we paskin like Rashi. Rashi says the mezuzah should be vertical. There's a Rabbeinu Tam that says the mezuzah should be horizontal. So just to show Rabbeinu Tam, to give him some kavod that will mock it, right?
Not perfectly straight.
So we don't make it perfectly straight. But if you're going to put the mezuzah on a 45 degree angle, you have not fulfilled Rashi and you have not fulfilled Rabbeinu Tam. It's nishtahi nishtaher. It's nothing. That principle is true in every halacha. Before the Mishnah Berurah came along and revolutionized halacha, today we live in a generation of Mishnah Berurah. There was Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and people studied it from the source, on the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham, and the Taz, Shach. you didn't have this concept of trying, going out of your way to be mekayim zeh, legami zeh, al tanach yedecha ki yireh lekim yotzah shneim. It's true, the Gemara over here calls over the Minish, the Gemara says Rabbi Avobi Kesari, he did not know, is it a trua, a shvarim, or is it a trua, or is it a shvarim trua? So Rabbi Avobi was misakin, we should blow 100 kailos, we blow 100 kailos, whatever it is, so we're not 100 kailos, but 30 kailos, in order to fulfill all the various opinions. It's true, the principle exists.
Because it's not the same
as... You're not making a pshar.
But that is the best of both worlds. It's not...
To some degree.
Being...
Well, yes and no. You can argue that it's disrespectful. Generally, you take one opinion. Don't try to conquer the whole world.
Right.
You have to take one approach and stick with it. Be consistent and stick with it. That is halacha. To start playing around and start coming up with all these brilliant solutions in order to get everyone's opinion in takes away from the seriousness of halacha. It's a very dangerous principle, but you can't deny it to be true. The Mishnah Berurah always tends, you see that theme in the Mishnah Berurah, to always try to chop around as many opinions as he possibly can. It's based upon the Gemara, but you have to realize not everyone goes with that approach. It's an approach to halacha of satisfying multiple opinions. Okay, well, so Pasach, we have here four opinions. So we have four opinions in this pasuk. We have the parish of the Mitzudos. What does it mean? Bozeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yedecha. To be afraid, but not to be a fool. Don't be not afraid. You have to find the balance. According to Rashi, it's good to be a little wicked sometimes. To do things which appear to be a little bit wicked. Yeah, it's good to be a tzaddik, but sometimes you have to be cruel. When it comes to raising children, everyone says you have to be cruel. If you're not going to be cruel, the child will be spoiled. According to the Targum says, Bozeh is your physical well-being. The Gami Zafnachidecha, your spiritual well-being. And according to the Sarasi Bamadinois, we're dealing with the world of halacha. In the world of halacha, if you want to be a Yorei Shemayim and conquer all, you have to find solutions where you fulfill and you satisfy multiple opinions. Okay.